Have you ever felt too small, too ordinary, or too far gone for God to use? Mary was facing the impossible, but God met her with favor, purpose, and power. What looks impossible in your life may be the very place where God shows his glory. Stay with me, because nothing is impossible with God. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into our series, Getting to Know Jesus. And I hope you're enjoying this series. So if you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW, we are so thankful for your monthly support. So thank you for your generosity. All right. Today's title is God Notices. And there's a couple things I want to update you about Washington State before we dive into the Word of God. So this is going to be our Washington State snapshot. Many in Washington leaders are focused on housing bills and new laws as families struggle with high rents, taxes, and the cost of everyday life, leaving many unsure they can afford children or stay in their communities. And this is what we need to understand, is a lot of the costs that we are experiencing in Washington State today are driven by the laws done during legislative session in Olympia. And also, our city councils, and also our county commissioners. And so the idea that we need affordability for those who want to have families and have houses is, I think, frankly, loving your neighbor. Also, according to a recent report from Washington House Republicans, crime is on the rise. We're facing a crisis of serious crime and illicit drug epidemic that's claiming thousands of lives. Crime, drugs, and safety need to become a priority of our legislators. So in this Washington snapshot, I just want to encourage you to begin to pray over the crime epidemic across Washington State. The primary role of government is to punish evil, right? And to protect the innocent. That's the primary role. And it seems like they're trying to do everything else but do that. So one final one, Kitsap Sun Report and the Washington Smoke Blog both warn that the July brings above average wildfires risks across most of the state. Much of the rest of Washington face above average wildfire risks and growing drought, raising fears about smoke safety and property loss and the long-term health effects of communities and creation. So let's be careful and attentive to how we are, engaging in the environment, and that we are stewarding and cultivating and keeping the land so that we don't have a wildfire problem. All right, so getting into God's word today, here we go. We're going to be in Luke chapter 1, starting in the 26th verse. And have you ever noticed we often feel small, unseen, insignificant, doubting that God could truly use us for his purposes? We fear God's interruptions and resist costly obedience when his call threatens our comfort, reputation, or plans. We're going to learn about that today. Think about Mary. That's what we're going to study. Jesus's birth foretold. We struggle to believe that God's word is more solid than the impossible facts in front of us. And sometimes living in Washington State, it can feel exactly like that. So let's look at this encounter of Mary and Gabriel. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now, some people ask, do you believe in the virgin birth? And the answer is 110% yes. You say, why? It was actually prophesied in the Old Testament. It was fulfilled here in Mary. And if Jesus had the seed of Joseph inside of him, then he would not be fully God and fully man. He had to have Mary, which obviously fully human, and God have a miracle take place in her womb. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." And as you go into the public square today, no matter what you are trying to accomplish, the Lord goes before you. He goes behind you. He goes beside you. He is with you. That's why you want to glorify him in every situation today. The Lord is with you. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. So she's probably thinking, greetings, favored one. How am I favored? And the Lord is with me? What is that all about? Those statements can be towards you today. You have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are brand new, and the Lord favors you. Why? Not because of your self-righteousness, but because of the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ in your life. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Don't we need favor? Washington State needs to get back to the place, as the Christians need to get back to the place, where we live in such a way that we find favor in God. And you say, how does that? It's by grace through faith. We repent of trying to do things our own way. We ask for favor from God and say, God, would you bless us? We want to honor you. We want to go with you everywhere you go. So, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus or Yeshua. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. All right, so this was approximately 2,000 years ago. And in God's economy, that's just 2 days ago. And so we see that Jesus is prophesied about to Mary, and that he would be the father of David. And that's because if you know your Old Testament, you know that there's several prophecies that King David's throne will last forever. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. That's Israel. And his kingdom will have no end. Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? She says, I haven't been with a man. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for this reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she, who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. So it's interesting because Mary is like taking the physical things of her body, and she's saying, this is impossible. I've never been with a person. I've never been with a man. And there's no way that I can become pregnant. And he says, the Holy Spirit's going to do a work in you. Now, isn't that just like for you and for me today? There are certain things that we just physically are unable to do. But today, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the truth of God's word, it's going to be accomplished because God is faithful to fulfill his promises. And not only that, but he gives her evidence of this promise through Elizabeth. And so we know that in tomorrow, will it be tomorrow? Maybe it's Monday. We know that Mary will go visit Elizabeth. Okay. So I love this because the angel says this, for nothing will be impossible with God. Do you believe that today as you're walking into the public square, that nothing is impossible with God? You know, when we look at our state and we look at how we're not loving our neighbor, but we're literally stealing from our neighbor to give to our other neighbor. Can we get back to a place where we glorify God as a state, where we get back to cultivating and keeping the land so we don't have these horrible wildfires, where we get back to making housing and all these things affordable, not because we've regulated it. We've allowed a free market process to take place, and we've cut regulations so that families can live and survive and thrive. I believe we can. If we come to God with repentance and say, God, we've tried to play God. We've tried to take your role and do it our own way. God, we need your help. We can be like Mary and hear this message. Nothing is impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. That needs to be our response. God, we're here. We're your bondslaves. We're your servants, your bondservants. We're a servant out of choice and out of love. We want to serve you faithfully. So let's talk about some gospel answers. God's favor is unearned grace in Christ, not a reward for spiritual achievement. This is what's so important. We are freely given the free gift of salvation by grace through faith. He freely chooses the lowly to display his glory. So you may feel like the most insignificant person today. And you're like, I don't know. Will you stand for truth and righteousness and holiness in the public square today? The Holy Spirit supplies what God call requires. So here Mary had a calling upon God, and the Holy Spirit's going to supply that. He does not ask what his power will not sustain. Think about that. And Jesus, the Son of the Most High, reigns forever, so our obedience is not wasted. It participates in a kingdom that has no end. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray over our state. We pray that our hearts would begin to change back to you today, God. God, that we would see and know that you are a God that cares about the small details of our life, that you care about our salvation, that your Holy Spirit will empower the very things that you have called us to do. God, would you go before us in all things? God, we just declare today that nothing is impossible with God. And so, God, we want you to be with us, and we want to be with you. So help us in Washington State to be a state that glorifies and honors you, both in our laws and in our policies and in our behavior, our actions. God, let us get back to honoring and glorifying the name above all names, the King above all kings, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, we know that we're just ambassadors for this moment. Let us be ambassadors that are bondservants of yours that display humility, but boldness, courage, and yet we will be polite, and that we would be clear, and yet we will not be rude. God, would you help us to do those things in Jesus' name? Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.